And for the most part, but judging by people moving around outside, it is not raining now. So
nobody's got an umbrella, and we don't see any more fans running to the parking lot. But there is a lot of water.
There's a lot of water
on the racetrack.
But I'm curious as to what's going on. We see the AMR safety vehicles have popped back out, and we just heard. So we're going to keep it posted right here, because for the moment you can actually see the sun has popped out here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. This has done a 180 in like 3 minutes.
This is the lightest it's been all day. I mean, I'm talking about from 8 o'clock in the morning to right now.
Alan Cavana has stuck around here today, and he was down at where the alternate victory lane was set up. Alan, you got any intel on what's going on here?
Oh, I got good intel. To tell you, there's no precipitation right now. Yes, it's wet everywhere, but as you have reported, and as I can attest, this is about the best weather we've had probably since we arrived on Friday. It's odd to see, as you said, it changed within 3 minutes, but it is very light. It's very nice. You can see the bad stuff heading in the wrong, the better direction, the other direction. And I don't know where we go from here, but I can tell you there is no precipitation. I'm outside right now, not undercover, and I'm perfectly dry.
All right. In 5 minutes ago, it was raining the hardest it's rained. 5-10 minutes ago, it's rained all day.
Yep.
Crazy.
So the sun has popped out here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and we have heard NASCAR call on some of their track drying personnel to bring some of the vehicles back out here. And it looks like they are thinking about maybe trying to restart this race.
Wow.
So we will see how this plays out. I'm a little surprised, but we heard I heard the radio click on, and I thought it was going to be the announcement that the race had been called. But that has not been forthcoming.
So the voice of God said, put out the dryer.
They are putting out drying equipment. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We will be kicking it back to our local stations here shortly. Because I don't think, no matter what they do, it's going to be at least 30 minutes if they try to get back to racing at all. And, folks, it is literally miraculous. The clouds have parted. The ceiling has gone way back up. It has stopped raining, and they are bringing out the track drying equipment. Are they going to restart this race? They're in a hold. They're in a hold because there is a lightning strike in the area, but they can still work on the racetrack during that time.
Right. And Tyler Reddick's crew, by the way, they're still on top of the war wagon just sitting this thing out. And I can't believe what's happened here the last few minutes. I mean, honestly, it has done a complete 180 in this process. And one of the things that we can do as far as being weather prognosticators here is that this track is ringed by mountains. When they disappear, you know the wet weather and the bad weather is coming in. Consequently, if all of a sudden you start to see the tree lines, you can tell that the weather is going out. And right now we can see 3 or 4 mountain ranges over, and probably 10, 15, 20 minutes ago, we couldn't even see the trees behind turn two. The ceiling was down that low. So it's really kind of crazy what's happened.
So for our stations down the line, we're going to give it back to you for your local programming once again, and we will come back at 6:30. The skies have lightened up. NASCAR has started preliminary track drying, at least along the pit lane here. So we're going to take that as a very positive sign. And we will be back with more information for you at 6:30 Eastern Time here from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. We're under a lightning delay. NASCAR is trying to dry the racetrack right now in hopes that if we don't get any more weather, we might actually get this race restarted. So we'll take a break. We'll come back at 6:30 Eastern Time from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Packer, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure. But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. An isolated shower possible tonight, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 59. Lots of sun for Monday, highs around 85. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm for Monday night, a low of 68. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 85. Turning cooler on Wednesday. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 78. Friday, showers and thunderstorms, 79. It's 79 degrees right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, burst into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, who flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. "We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief." Mayor says, "Use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
The late, great Joe Diffie, that is Third Rock from the Sun, here inside the Saloon. Full Hour of Country underway. Hi there, Rich Cassidy. Hit us up on all of our social networks. We're on Facebook at RC Social Saloon. We're on Instagram. Yep, we're on X, which used to be known as Twitter, but I'm hardly ever over there, so that's all right. You don't have to see me over there. But we're on TikTok at RCS Social Saloon. You can also Learn some great summer recipes on our YouTube channel at RC Social Saloon. Here's Nate Smith.
Usually, so neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again. Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again.
Play it. Sing it. shut my mouth.
Sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Like an hourglass, and I can just feel it all slipping away. And babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer? I ain't ever gonna be this summer with you. Maybe it's true, the taste of your kiss is so bittersweet. Tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
And as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer?
Sweet, I ain't gonna beat no
That's Brad Paisley, Beat This Summer, here inside RC's Social Saloon, and I really have no answer for you. I have no idea. We've been talking about it since last fall, last September to be exact, that Brad Paisley was going to have a brand new album out for us, and I don't know that he has released it yet. It was last September he released a couple of new songs online for fans, and then he went back out on tour. He was overseas for the first couple of months of 2024. He's back in the States now. He's doing quite a few shows, but I don't know that brand new album has come out yet. I'll have to do some checking on that. If you find out before I do, let me know on our Facebook page at RC Social Saloon. Josh Turner on the way. He wants to dance. Sawyer Brown and Bailey Zimmerman with Where It Ends. Come on back.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Now at O'Reilly, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive 2x O Rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends.
show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls do. I yielded and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink verdicts. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Bad news on. Well, beating, our two hearts beating. Nobody's gonna see us go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? On. And those high-heeled shoes you love to lose as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut a rug.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance? Just
two lanes, so I don't know, do we go to the top, try and get way outside of rubber, do you stay down on the newer asphalt? They've sealed this racetrack in years past, so maybe it's slicker up top than we think. There's a lot of questions and not a lot of answers right now.
Well, here's the other thing, we have 81 laps to go. Do we get enough Sunoco fuel packed into this Fastenal Mustang to actually go the distance, or are you going to be short on that? Have you and Scott Graves talked about anything?
I think we're okay on fuel, especially given the pace on wet weather tires. I think that's going to buy us the insurance that we need, whether that's a 10-lap run that we get into here, a 20-lap. I don't think we'll see much past that, but the pace should be slow enough where we should be in a good spot there at least.
Hey, have fun.
Yeah, we'll try.
All right, Chris Buescher is about to hop back in his number 17 down here, guys.
Thanks a lot, Brad Gilley. Get different insight from the drivers. Let's go over to Alan Cavana.
And I'm with the leader, Tyler. I didn't think we'd be talking like this, Tyler Reddick. And at least not here, not now, but we're going racing. You're just getting some instructions. What's your understanding? What's about to happen?
Yeah, we got the damp condition tire on, and they're getting the track fairly dry. So, yeah, we'll just be kind of feeling out what the grip level is going to be. But thankfully, with it going the way that it did, we're in a much better spot on strategy aspects. So, excuse me, we got a lot of track position, so we'll just try and take advantage of it and see what the track is going to have for a grip level when we get going.
All right, Tyler Reddick trying to stay out there, win. This is a new tire, no stagger. Brett McMillan, this is a challenge for the driver.
All right, here with Ryan Blaney. The wish comes true. You get another shot at this thing with the wet weather tires. A lot of unknowns, aren't there?
Yeah, a lot of unknowns, but
45 and I will be the first ones to know. We're the first two into turn one, but hey, I honestly didn't think it was going to stop raining for us to give it a chance. So gives us another shot at trying to win the race, so it should be exciting.
You guys had a little bit of experience with this at Richmond, but this is a longer track, a little bit faster track. What difference do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, we're definitely going a lot faster here than Richmond, so that'll be interesting to see, kind of going off into turn one, especially turn three, kind of for the first time at speed. So a lot faster than Wilkesboro, a lot faster than Richmond, so we'll find out. Good news is I won't have much spray on my car compared to guys running the 20th, but yeah, it's exciting. Should be something to watch.
Good luck.
Thanks.
That's Ryan Blaney. He's starting in second. Brad Gilley.
Well, if anyone knows New England weather, it's the president and general manager of New Hampshire Motor Speedway, David McGrath. And, David, I think just about any part of the country says, hey, if you don't like the weather here, wait 10 minutes and it will change. Nothing can be truer than what we've experienced here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Can you believe we're about to go racing and really what is probably going to be an historic moment in New Hampshire Motor Speedway history?
Yeah, really. It's, you know, I guess wait 60 minutes and wait for the good weather to come back. And, you know, kudos to NASCAR and the team from New Hampshire Motor Speedway getting this track back and ready to go. And I know the fans, as soon as the last raindrop stopped falling, I saw the fans come rushing up from underneath the grandstands, and they are ready to go. And, yeah, Brad, it's really the coolest thing. I mean, I think it's going to be great to get this track back into action, and I think fans are going to see the final 81 laps and have a blast watching the USA Today 301 conclude.
This is incredible. Looking forward to seeing who you give the lobster to in Victory Lane. And I don't know where the lobster is right now. Maybe you just have it stored in one of the puddles. It seems like it could actually live there right at the moment.
Loudon's doing really well. He's all tucked away. He's good to go. And I cannot wait to hand him out in Victory Lane to a lucky cup driver later on today.
David, thank you so much for the hospitality of New Hampshire Motor Speedway. All the fans in the grandstands in around the racetrack have just always been treated to a wonderful time here today, and we can't thank you and your staff enough for that.
It is certainly, well, thank you. It's certainly been a challenging couple of days with all the adjustments, but you know what? We have the best race fans in all of the world, and I just can't wait to put on the final 81 laps and show them that we know how to finish things at the Magic Mile.
Awesome. There he is, David McGrath, the president and general manager of New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Big smile on his face like we all have because we get to see this race start again.
Thanks a lot, Brad Gilley. David McGrath, absolutely the perfect person to run this speedway. He understands the area, the region. He loves the sport. Big fan of David McGrath. We're being told
and he has the right accent.
Oh, yeah. You ought to hear him do his Kennedy. It's so remarkable. And for like the first two or three years I saw him, I would like Gucci. Give me your JFK, and he'd go, that's not what you can do for your speedway. But he's just a great guy. So here we are. We're being told a time frame for drivers to return to their cars. All right, drivers will go back to their cars in 4 minutes, 6:40 Eastern, and they're going to refire the cars at 6:43. Things that I didn't think we'd be talking about 36 minutes ago.
Again, at one point, folks, I can't tell you how dark it was, how hard it was raining.
And we'd had back-to-back lightning holes.
And a tornado watch was in effect because all the conditions were right for it. So it wasn't a warning, but a watch. And all that was going on. And now, and again, for Doug and I as amateur meteorologists, we can only go by what we can see. If we can see the mountain ranges in front of us and off to our left over turns 3 and 4, we know it's okay. At one point, and there's trees just over the billboards in turn 2. At one point, we couldn't even see those. I mean, that is how dark it was and how much rain was coming down. And now we can see 2 or 3 mountain ranges over.
Our state water heater view from the turn guys are out in the turns again, Pat Patterson and Rob Albright. Rob, we'll start with you. The instructions to the track drying teams, don't worry about drying the track. Just get as much water off of it as you possibly can, and especially the water where the puddles were. Have they made significant progress up there in 1 and 2?
Turns 1 and 2 look great. I mean, they look race ready. I say race ready. There's still some dampness there. I don't see what I would call weepers, which could cause some havoc, especially on a relatively flat racetrack. Well, a flat racetrack like this one. It looks like the worst is still right in front of you guys there along the pit wall on the racetrack side. So down here, we're ready to go. And these fans just blow my mind that they just came out like, you know, ants out of an anthill when you spray it down. As soon as soon as the rain stopped, they're back in their seats, and it's crazy.
Well, there's a road that goes up to the parking lot off of Turn 3, and earlier today there was a mass exodus of people. One, it was lightning, it was heavy rain.
That would have been me if I was a racer.
And now there's a trickle of folks coming back down here thinking, okay, if they're going to give us 81 more laps, we're going to be there. Pat Patterson, you're overlooking 3 and 4.
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, watching the track-drying Tundra team do their thing, and it's kind of like what Rob said. The turns are obviously wet, and the puddles, I don't see any really. The grass, and there is a lot of grass throughout the enter to turn three all the way around with a road course cut in the middle of it. So you don't want to get in the grass for sure because it's still very wet. The puddles really are exactly as Rob just said. It's right along the pit wall. Right where the Geico restart zone starts, but it's way down below the white line. That's where they're concentrating their efforts to try to get that water down there. So as long as nobody really gets kind of pinched in that area, I think we're good to go. It's, you know, like Rob just said, a lot of fans coming back to the grandstand, and I'm ready to see just exactly how this is all going to play out. So going to be some more fun today.
I'm so curious about these restarts. This is going
to
be.
And the one thing we need to mention, the track needs to be wet for the wet weather tires.
Yeah.
If the track dries out, that's a problem.
That's why they're not really working that hard to dry the race surface. You're right, Mark, because they can overheat real quick. Let's check in with Brett McMillan.
Well, guys, we've talked a lot about the guys who, before the rain, gambled on the fact that the rain was going to come and cut this race short. So they stayed out and gambled that, hey, if this race gets cut short, I'm going to have better track position and I'm going to have better finish than I would have otherwise. Well, there was one team that was gambling that this race would go its distance, and that was the Austin Dillon team with crew chief Justin Alexander. They were in position. They were the furthest team up that could go the rest of the way without having to stop one more time. And most of these teams were going to have to stop one more time. Well, this completely wipes that off the board for them because now they're on the same plane that everybody else is because with the wet weather tires on an oval, NASCAR says everybody has to be on the same tires. So everybody's going to have to go to wet weather tires if NASCAR says we're going to wet weather tires. When NASCAR decides that it's time to take the wet weather tires off, they'll throw the caution, bring everybody down pit road, and everybody will have to take the wet weather tires off. So a team like this one, the three car, they gambled that this race would go its distance. Didn't pay off for them. Now they're back on the same playing field as everybody else.
So, Brett, or either one of the other pit reporters, what are they doing about letting the teams refuel the cars before we restart here?
They're not letting the teams refuel. I confirm that, but and they will be able, I believe, to make some chassis adjustments, just a few. But beyond that, that's all they'll be able to do except put the tires on.
And, again, I think this helps Tyler Reddick, Doug, because he was on older tires than the two guys chasing him down, Ryan Blaney and Denny Hamlin. As Brett McMillan just pointed out, everybody goes to the wet weather tires at the same time, kind of equals that up, and so it'll make the race a little bit more interesting, and Tyler Reddick won't be necessarily at the disadvantage because with his tires, Doug, his tires were about 22 laps more wear on them than the guy behind him, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Todd Gilliland, Justin Haley. And he was holding them off. But as you well know, at a certain point, those tires go, I tried. I really did try. And they kind of fall off the cliff a little bit. And Tyler Reddick would have been probably in a bad spot that way. Now, he's going to be on equal footing with those guys behind him. At least, again, if there's a silver lining for Reddick and the fact that, okay, he didn't get the win under rain, but the fact is he's on, again, even ground tire-wise with the guys chasing him when we go back to green.
Monitoring NASCAR just a moment ago, and race control said, are any of the teams missing a driver? You know, did somebody go back to the motor coach, take a nap, and not get up? It looks like everybody's out there, the NASCAR officials, and we should be getting a command to restart the engines here very shortly. They have done a remarkable job of getting the standing water off of the front stretch here. It was probably couple of inches deep, but they've gotten most of that, and there was an area along the backstretch that looked like a lake.
Hey, Doug, I got a feeling we're getting ready to set a new record here at the Magic Mile. This may be the slowest lap of competition you ever have seen at this racetrack when we get the green flag.
Do you think they'll all agree, like, guys, let's go down to turn one, about 50%. We'll go down to turn three, about 75%, and then we'll see how it shakes out. I don't know if they can make that kind of gentleman's agreement or not. Because otherwise, holy smokes, we have no idea what's going to happen next. And that, I guess that's what makes it interesting. And the fans cannot say the track, NASCAR did not fight hammer, tooth, and claw, and the engines have refired. And I'm almost shaking my head in disbelief we're going to get this race back underway. But it's interesting, Doug. We have talked before about starting a race on wet weather tires to give us a little bit of jump on some bad weather. Well, guess what? Now it's the script has been flipped. It looks like we'll end the race on wet tires.
We may get to a certain point with these wets that the track dries out that they have to come back in and put the slicks on. I'm not beyond anything right now is the realm of possibility. I do want to say this, and this is just me editorializing. I think after all the controversy about the way the Coca-Cola 600 ended this year, sticking this out and trying to run this again was absolutely the right thing from a lot of different aspects. Alan Cavana?
Well, yeah, look, there's a lot of unknowns about this wet weather, the wet weather tire, what will happen here coming really soon. But there are also a lot of smart people on these pit boxes who have done a lot of the scenarios, done a lot of the thinking. I was just talking with Chris Gabehart, crew chief for Denny Hamlin. I said, you know, how long do these tires last? What do you expect? And look, yesterday in the Xfinity Series race, they said the track was dry in about 10 laps. They think it's wetter than it was yesterday, so Chris Gabehart was estimating maybe 30 laps before they'd have to come in, maybe switch to the slicks again. But again, a lot of unknowns. But an estimate from Chris Gabehart, crew chief for Denny Hamlin, 30 laps till we're dry.
And we need to remind everybody we are 82 laps away from the full distance in the USA Today 301. If you joined us later or, you know, you didn't catch the start of the race, Chase Elliott, as far as our stage winners today, I want to go back. Christopher Bell actually won stage one. Denny Hamlin won the second stage. And you got Alex Bowman blew an engine. Martin Truex Jr. came on pit road running second. Comes out 27th after they had a problem with the right rear. Then he gets in a wreck, and it kind of takes away any chance he probably had to win. But, again, I'm done making prognostications in this race because everything's been turned upside down.
And what NASCAR has to do now, they let all the teams pit in their original pit boxes so they could service the cars and change the tires. They have to bring the cars back out on the racetrack and line them up in the order that they were running when we brought out the red flag.
And right now, the 2025 Toyota Camry XSE pace car, Jesse Dolivoot, the pace car driver for NASCAR, has stopped the field just shy of the turn three line. Tyler Reddick is there, and as Doug mentioned, cars coming on off of pit road one by one onto the racetrack in the order that NASCAR wants them to come onto the racetrack. Currently, we have 30 drivers on the lead lap. Kyle Busch, the last driver in 30th on that lead lap, minus one in 31st is John Hunter Nemechek.
So there is a designated crew member from just about every team with essentially a leaf blower out on pit road right now, trying their best to dry off their little section of pit road. So there's not a pit box out there hardly that doesn't have somebody in it trying to dry that off. That's about the only thing that I would be qualified to do on a pit crew, Mark. Take the leaf blower out there, Rice, and blow off the excess water.
I think, though, you and I would also be skilled enough to wipe the windshield. Maybe take a rag and wipe
it. But I'm so short, I couldn't reach the middle of it.
That's true. Me too.
Yeah, just to let you know.
Yeah.
So the cars are rolling, and they're going to come back around here. They're still in single file. They'll have to queue them up. And remarkably, we are going to be racing here very shortly. I do want to elaborate on what I said earlier. There was so much chatter after the Coca-Cola 600 got called, and they didn't restart the race. It didn't rain anymore, even though it would have been way late in the night. Having these wet weather tires is going to save the day here because we are going to be able to start. I hope some other alternate universe NASCAR is able to develop a tire that could run on a bigger racetrack. This is going to be a real litmus test today because this is a mile racetrack. This is not North Wilkesboro or Richmond. This is a mile racetrack. We're going to test this out, and maybe, just maybe, this will lead to the development of a tire, a wet weather tire, that you could use on bigger tracks.
You know, Doug, I always thought, and I love race fans, right? We both do. But I always thought the criticism that Charlotte Motor Speedway undertook after that race, it would have been 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, maybe, before that track was going to be race ready. I mean, we had nothing to dry it with. The humidity was high. The place was super wet. I mean, in all fairness, sometimes people just got to go like, come on. They tried. But they wanted to, but there was just no way.
If you had this kind of tire available on bigger tracks, and I think they're working on developing it, then you could have bought back maybe an hour. I'm glad to see them at least try this here. I think it's going to be mind-blowing when they roll off down into the turns here in just a little bit.
And I think one of the things, Doug, these guys are going to have to deal with, if you're not in the front row, even though they've got most of the water off the racetrack, there's going to be a lot of, there's going to be some blowback off these tires. And if you're 8, 10, 12 rows back, I mean, you're gonna have to be paying attention.
These laps that they are running right now, single file around the racetrack, do count. We've already clicked off 2 laps since we restarted the race. And it's funny, I'm watching some of the teams, Mark, that their cars are running way down next to the pit wall along the front stretch because that's where it's wettest down there. They're trying to keep their tires cooler right now and stay down in as much moisture as they can.
That's one of the weird things. When you have the wet weather tire, the track starts to dry out. Then you go searching for those wet spots to try to cool the tires down just a bit. And that'll be part of these driver strategies here as we get this race underway.
Somebody can probably tweet me at Riceman61. I think it was Brendan Gaughan, and it might have been at Mid-Ohio, who won one of these races in the rain with wet weather tires on, and he spent the last 3 or 4 laps hunting the water on the racetrack. You would think it would be just the opposite, but he was hunting for it and was able to go on and win that day.
I can. You know, we've seen some pretty crazy wet weather stuff. A.J. Allmendinger in the rain, in the dark, winning on the Roval, the Xfinity Series race. At Charlotte Motor Speedway, that crazy race we had at COTA that Chase Elliott won year one. I mean, those guys gave it a try. I mean, you talk about wet weather, man. They were in it.
And I think that race taught them a lesson that in the downpouring rain, even on a road course, you can't turn these guys loose because there were wrecks. And Martin Truex Jr. was involved in one that we couldn't even see the car.
And Tyler Reddick talked about being in a wreck and be out of his car, and then somebody flashed by him at like 120 miles an hour that didn't see him there. So, yeah, NASCAR. And, again, it's a learning experience as you go along. They'll get better and better at doing this. And, again, you know, no matter what happens from this point on, the race fans cannot say NASCAR and SMI and track officials did not try.
This is a game effort as you're going to get. These laps are ticking off. We're down to 79 to go. We were frozen in time at 82 laps to go. Some people have come back onto pit road. I saw Joey Logano. Kyle Busch is back out there. He's had an awful day. Maybe he can improve on his standing in life. Ryan Preece is on pit lane. So these teams are coming in now as they're lined up behind this Toyota Camry. They're still single file, and they haven't turned them loose yet, but I don't think I see. Rob, are there any track-drying vehicles down on the apron or anything, or has everything cleared the track up there?
Yeah, everything is completely clear all the way around the racetrack. So they're just, I don't know. I don't. At this point in time, are they just waiting to say, okay, let's pull the trigger and see what we got?
But it is funny. Definitely a lot of the teams are driving down on the inside of the front stretch here where there is still water puddled and they're trying to keep their tires cool.
I don't know what I just saw.
What happened up there, Pat?
I think Kyle Busch just hit the wall. I don't know what in the world. I heard something like a car hitting the wall. I did not see it.
Yeah, he went, Pat, going up as he went into turn three. I thought he was kind of testing the water up there.
Yeah.
And yet, he's damaged. The car is stopped.
I mean, we haven't even started the race, and Busch has already got the safety crew over here.
Man.
Well, it's been that kind of day for Kyle.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
I was just sitting here thinking to myself, I wondered what line they're going to – I know what the fast line around this racetrack has been all day, and I see all the guys going up to the very top where you know it's probably the dampest and maybe – you know, some of that water's rolling back around over there. And I looked over there, I went, Kyle Busch, and I went, did he just hit the wall?
Because he rode, right. he rode the wall, Pat, from where it says Magic Mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for about a quarter of a mile. I thought, you know, he's up there testing to see how much water's up there. And that certainly wasn't the case. But, you know, I got to hand it to you. Hand it to the fans. They just came back in here. There's still a pretty large group of people. They were hanging out underneath the grandstands in their cars back in the parking lot. They have come back. I've been getting text messages from Vermont, North Carolina, Meadows of Dan, Virginia. They can't wait for the end of this race, so we'll have to see what happens.
So, by the way, thanks to our good buddy Steve Post, the Motor Racing Network sent me a message saying Brendan Gaughan at Road America was wild watching him find moisture, and he went on and won that truck race that day. Let's check in with Brett McMillan.
Well, you guys talked about finding wet spots on the track. A lot of the drivers are talking, especially with their spotters, about letting them know where the wet spots are so they can look for them and run through them at this point in time to help these wet weather tires, to help the grip of the wet weather tires, because that's what they're designed for. So that's a lot of conversation that's going on right now during these caution laps.
Here's the one good thing for Kyle Busch. He's finished last in three of the last four races. They're putting his car now on a hook. They're putting a wrecker to it to drag it back maybe to the garage area. Kyle will not finish last today. He will finish next to last.
I'm sure he's excited about that. You know, he probably never wants to hear the old Barry Manilow song, Weekend in New England, ever again, because his weekend in New England has been nightmarish, and there's cars on the hook.
I would love to know what happened. I mean, he was running.
Something might have something may have broken.
The right front wheel is caved in.
Yeah.
If you look at that. So that may be damaged from previous.
We were just watching the replay out of his in-car. He just went in the corner nice and easy, and all of a sudden the car fell down on the right and drove straight into the wall.
So Kyle Busch's car on the hook, as Mark said, not last, but he'll finish 35th here today on the Magic Mile. No magic dust here for Kyle Busch as they come back around right now.
Look at this. One to go. Joey Aycock, NASCAR starter, has given them the one to go signal.
A couple of cars were penalized for pitting too soon, including Joey Logano, so he'll have to go back to the tail end of the longest line, and they're being given one to go, as you said, Mark Carroll.
Tyler Reddick chooses outside of row one, Blaney to his inside, row two inside Hamlin, outside Gilliland, row three McDowell inside, Haley outside, row four Larson on the inside, Cindric on the outside, and row five Noah Gregson is going to be back there on the inside, and Christopher Bell will go to his outside.
Sunset is not till 8:30, by the way, so we've still got an effective hour and a half yet, and I'm not really believing that they got this race up off the deck, but they did. Congratulations, NASCAR. I'm so excited that they're going to give this a shot. It was going to be a PR, I think, problem if they hadn't tried this, so well played. Congratulations. Pat, the lights off on that Toyota Pace car.
Yeah, they're working their way over towards me right now, and we're getting ready to see what this is going to be all about. Ryan Blaney is up here now. The lights come back on. NASCAR doesn't like something, so we're going to ride around again before we try to get started.
When they cross the line now, there'll be 74 laps to go, and again, NASCAR starter Joey Aycock again, with the yellow flag rolled up, gives them the one-to-go signal. And so we'll restart this race with 73 laps to go.
It was Joey Logano and Corey LaJoie that had pitted too soon before pit road opened, so they've been penalized by going to the back. So for Joey Logano, that's not good news, because he's a guy that's trying to find a few more points to get closer to the cut line, and that's going to hurt him today.
Do you think there's any simulator work that's ever been done on this with these guys at this speed?
No, this is like
wet weather tire.
You know, this is like strapping yourself into the first Apollo rocket and hoping it gets off the pad. That's how I would reference this here. So, Pat, let's try this. Let's try this part two here. Lights are off on the Toyota Pace car. They're headed to you.
Yes, they are. Once again, entering turn three right now. Blaney down on the bottom and Tyler Reddick up here on the top side. Todd Gilliland alongside Denny Hamlin. Pace car is going to come up here and is going to make its hard left turn. Is it going to be magic or mayhem? We're getting ready to see, or a little of both.
Here they are, easing their way into the Geico restart zone. 73 laps to go. Green flag is out. Reddick jumps out to the lead. Blaney side by side with Todd Gilliland for second.
Let the game of chicken begin into turn number one. Way down on the apron, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, the race leader off turn two. It's going to be Reddick very slowly, but right up behind him is Blaney. Here comes Gilliland up top.
Best start there belongs to Christopher Bell, who shoots right up to the fourth spot. Tyler Reddick has got control. Everybody easing into the corner over here. Some going high, some staying at the very bottom of the racetrack. But Tyler Reddick is going to lead them all four.
Christopher Bell went high up there a moment ago in turn one and played the game of chicken well. As he got up there, he gained four spots on the first lap.
I hate to say it, but this is a lot of fun to watch. Now Bell way up at the top, way down to the bottom as Kyle Larson. They split the car of Ryan Blaney. He drops back two, now three positions down the backstretch.
Christopher Bell gobbles up a few more spots now. They'll drive hard into turn three. Once again, Reddick goes way up towards the almost to the top side of the racetrack.